What about that film? What did you think? Is that great? I'm a lawyer and I'm a prosecutor, career prosecutor. I've been doing this for over 30 years. Started in Marion County right out of law school and came back to my hometown. Let me just tell you, law can only do so much. It's an essential tool, and Abby really has been a big force in this state in improving our laws, and we needed that. And we need the cops and the investigators, prosecutors, community, and judges to stand up and use the legal system to promote these human values. But the law can only do so much. And this is exciting for us to sit here and to see the interest, and the passion, and the motivation in your generation to really change your community, change your world, find a place now, not waiting until you were in a career, but now begin to make a difference. One big reason I thought that film was terrific as we talk about this topic is that it's all about dignity of the human being and the human soul and the hearts and minds that have to be won. If we have those examples of courage that we see that are so inspiring, that can do more than simply changing a law or strengthening sentencings for those who perpetrate. If we can empower and equip people to not only stand up for themselves, but stand up for their brothers and their sisters in their community, that is huge. And you have to think about that. Most of my experience is in prosecuting domestic violence cases, child neglect, and child abuse, child molestation. And I've seen examples of where human trafficking happens in the micro level, where dad's buddies come over after work and dad gets some money because his daughter performs sex with him. Mom stays with a guy who knows that she knows he's molesting her children because he's paying the rent. Now, that's a form of human trafficking right there. That's the needy. One of the things that Abby was referring to is just attacks the human spirit and it kills a part of that person. I know that maybe examples that have been inspiring to me are the courageous souls who, even as young children, will stand up and say, I deserve better. I deserve justice. I deserve to be treated like a human being. And occasionally people will ask me, how do you do the job you do and how do you see what you see? And I've learned that it affected me more than I realized over time, some of the ugliness. But seeing acts of courage, I'm sure Jessica and Deb and Abby can talk about the people that they've met who stood up and demanded their rights and demanded that their siblings be protected or stood up to them, the people with power. Those people are inspiring to me and courageous. I thought about a couple of stories. If I could just maybe tell you one.